WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. It's getting hot out there, haha. But we wanted summer, and I think we've gotten it. So, so get out and move, huh? Yeah, it sounded to me like a poor excuse for somebody wanting to be the Rolling Stones. That's just me. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford, live at the Tufts University campus. And this is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. Just waiting for things to initialize, as it says here on the CD player. Okay, I think that worked. Let's see if we can get something ready for you to go. Let's go with this one. All right, here we go.
That's it. Turn it around. Here we go. When the earth was created, the word came down. Take this world and turn it around. Now our glorious globe is in motion, but give me more, can't more meaning be found? If the science of nature is all that you see, it's the message you're missing, the forest for the trees. It's no mystery how through history we survive with gifts of the mind. So the sparks fly up and the suffering comes, but you heal with wisdom and time. You can take what you got, making more of yourself, then just show how you're growing to somebody else. And as you come to the peak of the mountain, there's an Aiden that's waiting for you. If you turn it around for your people to see, you can show them the door, you can give them a key. How our destination's getting closer. So as you reach for the lock on the door, you can turn it around, you can open your life, you can sing a new song from the music inside. Now fix a bridge you burn with a lesson learned. Teach yourself that ruins can rise. Asking questions and finding the answers can inspire generations to try. Oh, but you spin and you spin, you don't even know why. Show your lesson to someone and walk by their side. And as you come to the peak of the mountain, there's an Aiden that's waiting for you. If you turn it around for your people to see, you can show them the door, you can give them a key. Our destination's getting closer. So as you reach for the lock on the door, you can turn it around, you can open your life, you can sing a new song from the music inside.
Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around.
You got to turn. To serve much more than you. Grab the ring on the merry-go-round. The powerful clouds will surround you. So rise up and never look down. It's a heavenly direction without any end. You're spiraling upwards and bringing a friend.
As you come to the peak of the mountain,
can't you see?
Show them the door, you can give them a key. Our destination's getting closer.
Right. Okay, we started off there with Gershon Viroba from his CD Turn It Around and the same title cut. So here's an announcement regarding hunger prevention. It says, we do anything for kids, yet one in six children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council, and the folks here at WMFO Medford.
May our days be brighter. May we rise above. May we hold each other with dignity and love. May our words reflect you. May our voices climb. May the heavens hear us. May your light shine. Shine on me and on all who need. Shine it on me, Lord, and I will receive. Shine on me. It's the air I breathe, oh Lord. Shine on me. May we make whole the broken, returning peace and pride. May we treasure all our children and the preciousness of life. May we transcend darkness and reach for the divine. Please hear us. May your light shine. Shine on me. Don't only shine it on me, Lord, and I will receive.
Shine on me. of sadness and fears. I've been drowning these emotions now for too many years, but I keep on till tomorrow while I'm struggling through today. Somehow I keep hanging on, believing that help is on its way. And help is on its way. Oh yeah, on its way. I know I ain't the only one here that's drowning in this crazy world today. And I'm wondering, where's the lifeguard? 'Cause just too many ain't been saved. So I'm crying in the shadows, trying to smile for those who need a little shade. And there ain't no one here left to follow, so I guess a new path needs to be paved. Guess a new path needs to be paved. Oh yeah. And dreamers seem to only learn the hard way. All those wars and battles that we fought, trying to make a change, but to youth there is no reason. There ain't nothing that you can say. You just don't look back and don't rush ahead. Seek forgiveness and learn to pray. Know that help is on. Oh yes, help is on. Oh yes, help is on. On his way. Sadness and fears. We've been drowning these emotions now for too many years, but we keep on until tomorrow while we're struggling through today.
Okay, that was Rebbe Soul from Another World, and certainly does sound like that. Before that, and the song was called Ana Hashem, B'Shem Hashem from Another World. Okay. And Yosefa before that, Sidihi Bibi. Laser Lloyd Help is on the way before that. Neshama Karlbach from her new CD, Believe, Shine is the song. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. Just saw a notification. There was an earthquake that registered 3.8 on the Richter scale. It shook the Dead Sea area. The quake took place just after noon on Wednesday. So they're, 7 hours ahead of us. Epicenter was in the Dead Sea Basin in the southern Dead Sea region, a depth of 1 kilometer east of Ain Bokek. Let's see, they're showing on the map. There were some smaller 3.6 earthquakes in the Red Sea earlier in the day. Remember, in an earthquake, an open space is the safest place. Well, hopefully we don't have to deal with that here. Okay, so that was from the Jewish Press. Let's see if they have any other information. Let's get rid of that one. And, this is bizarre. It says that the Chilean president, Piñera, visits the Western Wall. No structural damage ensues. Okay, what's this about? President Miguel Juan Sebastian Piñera Echenique of Chile visited the Western Wall on Tuesday with his wife and a large delegation as part of his state visit to Israel. Piñera, who turned 70 on December 1 this year, is the 36th president of Chile following his election in December 2017. He also served as the 34th president of Chile from 2010 to 2014. Rabbi Shmuel Rabinowitz, who is in charge of the Western Wall and Holy Sites, recited a chapter of Psalms with the president and blessed him with King Solomon's prayer that all his prayers will be accepted with goodwill. Well, that's nice. About that, Piñera's presidential reign is associated with bad luck. The BBC listed a series of misfortunes that took place during his presidency. The 2010 Maul earthquake, followed by another quake during Piñera's inauguration ceremony. Ooh. And there were the mining accident of 2010, the 2010 Santiago prison fire, the 2011 Puyehue Cordon Cowl eruption. Wow, that's a mouthful. And the 2012 wildfires. In other words, we're probably lucky the wall is still standing. Oy vey. The director of the Western Wall Heritage Foundation, Mordechai Shuli Eliav, told President Piñera about the history of the site and the fact that it is a house of prayer for all nations, much like the real house, only a few yards up, which Israel has gifted to the Muslims. President Piñera also heard about Jewish yearning for Jerusalem throughout the generations. He expressed vast knowledge of history and was deeply impressed. Despite this not being his first visit to the Western Wall, he received an album about the Western Wall tunnels as a souvenir. It says Rabbi Rabinowitz said that visiting the Western Wall expresses identification with the values and heritage of the Jewish nation. Only since the 16th century, to be exact. Until then, Jews used to pray on the Temple Mount itself and not at the supporting wall built by Herod 2,000 years ago. Piñera remarked that the students of a local school named for Anne Frank prepared notes with their prayers, which they gave him to place in the cracks between the stones of the wall. Again, no stone fell out, as they've been known to do in recent years. Oh, I didn't know that. The president of Chile signed the Western Wall guestbook with a prayer asking God to bring peace to the Holy Land. Absolutely. That is good. All right.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Shalom. Malachei Ashores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malchei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Ashores, Malachei Ashores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malchei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Boachem LeShalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei HaShores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malchei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Boachem LeShalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei HaShores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malachei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Parchuni LeShalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei HaShores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malachei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Parchuni LeShalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei HaShores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malachei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Tzitzkem LeShalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei HaShores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malachei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Tzitzkem LeShalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei HaShores, Malachei Elyon, Yir Melech, Malachei Amlochim, Ha'or HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Thank you.
Daniel Gill. Shalom Aleichem. So I want to just mention that there are several farmers markets that are available and open. I know that Wednesdays there's a farmers market in Medford, and it's at the Hetch Shell along the highway there, the parkway. It's escaping my what that's called now. But I think it starts after 3. Tomorrow, there is a farmer's market in Belmont, and that goes from 2 to 6:30. The following week, it's July 4th, so there won't be one. They have all kinds of different vendors, different produce providers, meat, fish, and dairy, bread, pastry, and sweets, prepared meals, and more. And also, Sirocco Sharpening will be at the market on June 27th. August 22nd and October 24th. Yeah, that's good to know, actually. They've profiled on their blog the Little White Goat Dairy, and they've got a cute picture of a goat. The Belmont Light Department is going to be there at 2 o'clock. Sustainable Belmont will be there. And the Belmont Porch Fest. What's going to be happening? That'll be held on September 7th. And, oh, okay, at 4 o'clock, member of the select board, Roy Epstein, is going to be there holding office hours at the market. Very nice. He's come to my place several times. He's a very active member of the board of selectmen. Events tent. Okay, so John Loretz and Ann Sandstrom are going to be bringing their well-blended harmonies and fresh instrumental arrangements. They both play fingerstyle guitar. Ann also plays Irish bouzouki, while John often accompanies her on harmonica. There's also a children's story time at 4 o'clock, and that's presented by the Children's Room of the Belmont Public Library. And then at 4 o'clock, you have Ruth Rappaport and friends. How interesting. I have a friend of the same name, but she lives in Florida. So she's going to play mountain ballads, blues, honky-tonk hits, and old folk tunes. She'll be joined by Alan Kaufman on the fiddle, and I think it's Gian Chris Citello on bass. They do accept SNAP, WIC, FNMP, and HIP. So, all that about the Belmont market. Okay, let's see where we are here. We have some more music to go. Yes.
שירים שיתקו את החדר הייתי כולי שערה ומה שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שבוח קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזרה ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה נוגות לא נוגות בדימה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה יש ימים שנשארו והם רבים והם שאלה ויש שעות שמלאות כולם בריח שלה ורוב הזמן הייתה נשארת ושלא הייתה בוכה ואם זה כך ואם אחרת אני נשאר שלה הייתי כולי שערה, ומה שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה. ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שברוח קרה, ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזר חזרה. ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה, נוגעות לא נוגעות בדימה של שתיקה. ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה. יש ימים שנשארו
Okay, here's something from the Middle East Forum about, it says, five takeaways from Trump's, quote, peace to prosperity Palestinian plan by Seth Franzman from the Jerusalem Post of June 25th, that's yesterday. And let's see, it says, the long-awaited rollout of the Trump administration's new approach to the Palestinians began this week with the release of the peace to prosperity economic plan. The White House website called the document, quote, a new vision for the Palestinian people and broader Middle East. U.S. Special Envoy Jason Greenblatt said the plan has the, quote, potential to achieve incredible results, unquote, with more than $50 billion in investment over 10 years, which would double the GDP of the Palestinian areas and create 1 million jobs. The plan itself is laid out in a 38-page document that can be downloaded online. A U.S. delegation is currently discussing it in Bahrain with countries from the Middle East at a two-day conference that began on Tuesday. Let's see what else they have to say about this. It's kind of interesting. Among U.S. officials present are Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, Assistant to the President Jared Kushner and Greenblatt, and U.S. Special Representative for Iran Brian Hook, who is also a Senior Policy Advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Oh, pretty heavy duty. So here's some general information. The plan is divided into three parts: unleashing economic potential, empowering the Palestinian people, and enhancing Palestinian governance. And it says much of the plan consists of generalizations. I'm not surprised. Each section is around 10 pages long, which makes them appear equal in importance. The three sections are divided into subsections. All right, I don't want to subscribe right now. Where a total of 50 different topics are covered, from educational access to property rights and roads and rail connections. In this, the plan appears exhaustive. What is immediately striking is that much of the plan, which looks more like a brochure or a snazzy business concept, consists of generalizations. Key phrases such as unleash, empower, and enhance are used to spotlight different parts of the concept. The plan is supposed to open a new chapter in Palestinian history, one defined not by adversity and loss, but by freedom and dignity. Grants, that's the second part, reinventing the wheel and Trump branding. I'm not even going to go into that. And what's the third part? It's got a lot of information here. It says the report foresees $30 million in career counseling grants. And three, no elephant in the room, Israel. So Israel's role is hidden from view. Huh. Well. Hmm. 4 challenges facing Palestinians, and 5 missing the political horizon. What's next? There's an essential problem in proposing a massive economic package without consultation on the ground. Well, okay, so who knows what's going to be with that. All right. We're WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. And I just want to say I am extremely grateful. My sister and I share driving down to see my mom, or up to see my mom, upstate New York. And it was a lot better than me driving by myself. The other time I went over Mother's Day, there was a snowstorm, hello, on Mother's Day. And it took me 10 hours. Ach, it was awful. But this time, with my sister's help going, it was 5 hours. Coming back, 5.5 hours. Much, much better. And we had a great visit with Mom. Took her out to sit in the gazebo. It was lovely weather. And, you know, my mom is 102. And she's still with it. She's reading. She actually wrote a message to my sister's husband. And, wow. You know, we're very, very blessed. So I just wanted to share that little bit of info.
Secho, kol ayoim tifartecho, al tashlicheini liyezikno, ki chalois koichi al tazveini. Hey, you need me, yeah, see, no, give a little squinty.